Radio Australia Sport. Hello, I'm Adam Connors. It was a night to remember at Sydney's Olympic Stadium on Tuesday night as David Beckham and the LA Galaxy played before more than 80,000 soccer fans. And New Zealand fans get to see Beckham and the LA Galaxy when they play the Wellington Phoenix in Wellington on Saturday. James Coventry reports.
A trademark goal by soccer star David Beckham wasn't enough to stop the Los Angeles Galaxy losing 5-3 to Sydney FC in last night's exhibition match at the Olympic Stadium. Beckham curled home a free kick just before half-time and shrugged off a leg injury to play the full 90 minutes. He says despite the loss, it was a pleasure to play in front of more than 80,000 fans.
You know, we're getting our fitness, it's the end of our season, but, you know, we're very proud to be here, very proud to be representing the Galaxy, and I want to say thank you to all the fans, because, you know, coming out 80,000 fans is absolutely incredible.
Striker Alex Bross scored two goals for Sydney, while Ruben Zadkovic, Robbie Middleby and Ian Fife scored one apiece.
Adelaide United coach Aurelio Vidmar says Adelaide's seven drawn games could come back and haunt the club later in the season. Adelaide is in third place, four wins behind top side Central Coast and two wins behind Queensland Roar in the A-League. Vidmar says the Reds now desperately need to win their away game against the Wellington Phoenix on Friday.
The competition's very tight. Can you imagine if you've taken another three or four points during the course of the year? What benefit you would have had looking at the ladder now. So we have to start winning because one round left, seven games. I would imagine three or four wins you would need if you want to make the top four.
Former Socceroo Stan Lazaridis says it will be hard to attract a leading international coaching candidate to Australia to lead the country's World Cup campaign. Dutchman Dick Advocaat turned down the Socceroo's job to stay in Russia, and Lazaridis says the FFA is facing an uphill battle.
The problem is it's very difficult to try and get someone now. Who you're going to draw from overseas is going to be based over here financially. You've seen what happens. We go to a maximum, the Russian St. Petersburg, I think it was, just double the money. I mean, you're fighting, unfortunately, you're losing battle.
In other sport now, and across the board, the South Pacific Games Council is expecting newly appointed Executive Director Andrew Minogue to steer the organisation in new and exciting directions. Minogue has big events experience from the Sydney Olympics and Melbourne's Commonwealth Games. John Tierney of the South Pacific Games Executive Council says there will be exciting days ahead.
I think you'll see a much closer coordination and cooperation between firstly between and amongst the stakeholders, the Pacific Games Associations and the respective host organising committees for the two games that we've got coming up, with the first games in September 2009 in the Cook Islands, and then in 2011 we've got the games in New Caledonia. And you'll see a much closer working relationship between the games organisers and the council, and indeed the member countries. So we're looking forward to Andrew's expertise in that area. Also in the area of marketing, it is very important to us to bring online some new initiatives that'll deliver some revenue into the organisation. And Andrew is certainly poised and ready to be able to coordinate that delivery of new revenues for the game.
In cricket, Victoria's assistant coach Darren Berry has been suspended for almost 2 months for abusing the third umpire after last week's one-day match against Queensland. The Conducts Commissioner Tuesday night found Berry guilty of showing dissent and intimidating an official. He won't be allowed to attend the Bushrangers matches until the team plays South Australia in late January. And finally, in an innings to remember on the cricket field, on the third day of a World Cricket League Division 2 tournament in South Africa, United Arab Emirates smashed 412 for 5 in their 50 overs against Argentina before cruising to a 304-run victory. UAE openers Muhammad Iqbal on 78 and Arshad Ali 139 took full advantage, with Amjad Javid also plundering 110 from 63 balls before captain Saqib Ali closed the innings, needing only 9 balls to smash 41 runs. The Asian team added a total of 99 runs in the final 3.2 overs. Thoroughly outclassed, the Argentinians were bowled out for 108 in 43.3 overs. That's Radio Australia Sport.